Hey everybody, welcome to Crafted For You. I'm the Brew Shaman, and tonight is going to be awesome. I'm super excited. We just got back, I guess a couple days ago, from our awesome trip.
A week ago.
It's not even a week ago.
It's been a week.
We just had a weekend.
Oh shit, we did.
Yeah, we left.
I'm losing track of the days already.
Yeah, you just that's no good.
I know. I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to stay there. With me tonight are my two accomplices, as always.
Hi guys, it's Alyssa.
It's Chris Nielsen.
So like we said, in my mind, we just got back from Asheville.
It feels like it. This week is just blasted by.
It's going by pretty quick.
Yeah, it kicked my ass.
Yeah, you've been having a rough week at work.
My birthday was this past weekend.
It was. Yes.
So that's part of, I got back and then it was just birthday nonsense. And
so just nonstop.
The whole summer, man, you just get in that groove of like, I'm going to do a thing for the weekend. Oh, wait, I got to catch up on all this work I missed. I got to get ahead because I'm doing a thing next weekend. And there's just, summers fly by.
Cecily and I were talking about that today. We're talking about taking them to her and Joe. I say them because they're a package deal.
No one has any idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you guys do, obviously. But we're talking about going to Haw River with them, the brewery, because Cecily loves farmhouse ales.
Okay, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, when's the next Saturday you're free? I was like, not next Saturday, not the Saturday after that. Holy shit, that's 4th of July weekend after that.
Yeah, no, I've been looking at my calendar, and like, yeah. I almost have my whole summer booked out in Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. Because we got Heroes Con next weekend. For anybody who's in nerdy stuff, come meet up with the Name Reactor guys down there.
What's the date on that?
It is the 17th, 18th, and 19th in Charlotte. Okay.
Again, it's on Father's Day weekend.
It's always Father's Day weekend. Okay. For some reason. I don't know why they think that's a good idea, but
I mean, a lot of people go. So.
Yeah, a lot of people do go. A lot of people go with their dads, I guess. So
yeah, it's a good bonding experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You got nerdy parents.
Yeah, I don't. Personally, but.
But yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out our brew schedule today, you and I. And we're like, man, I want to brew. Like, when are we going to be able to again? That's the thing.
Not till 4th July weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's only because we get a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's an extra day in the weekend to be able to do something then.
That's why they do that. So you don't schedule it. And you're like, oh, wait, that's 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, but we did just have a brew day. We finally brewed the basil lime saison that I've been talking about for over a year.
Yeah, just about, because it wasn't the rally we just went to, but the one before that.
Last May.
Yeah. So when did you brew that?
Saturday. So it should be ready.
Sitting right next to you.
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
It's we still put, bubbling. What, an entire ounce?
We did a half an ounce, which is a lot.
Half an ounce of basil in the boil.
Yeah.
It's like a bowl. Like a cereal bowl.
Because basil is really light.
Yeah. So it's quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to do, what'd we say, like one wedge of lime?
Yeah, we're going to play it easy.
It doesn't take much lime.
No.
No, we can go overboard really quick.
Especially in a saison, that's so light.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to ruin it.
I really hope the basil came out. That's what I'm most excited about.
Sure did. You can smell it. Like, we finished the boil, and we were bringing it inside, and it was just, like, wafting. It smells so great.
I'm excited to try it. I'm not usually much for, like, really herby beers like that, but,
Basil's different, I feel like.
Yeah?
I don't know. Like, it's... Well, we were smelling it, and Jeff goes, this beer smells like pizza.
It does. Basil definitely like gives you that pizza. Yeah.
I feel like with
in a saison that's so light and crisp.
Like a pizza beer.
You need that. And then,
basil,
and then
put some oregano in there.
The lime will add that citrus. I think it'll balance out really well.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to drink a basil beer when we made the basil beer, but unfortunately...
We did have a saison later that night, though.
Yes, it
just
was...
Stick a basil leaf in it.
Yeah, just... Oh, no, this beer was beautiful on its own. It was Funkworks Saison from Colorado that the Millers brought back for us. And when did you say it's a gold medal winner?
Yeah, I forget where. I think it was GBF. I could be really wrong.
But like a few years back.
Come on. The bottle's right here.
You guys can keep talking. Yeah, GABF for French and Belgian style Saison. 2012.
I love the PBR can glass with all of the other. You know, I never got one of those.
I know, you always say that.
I know, it bumps me out. We were playing that, so that PBR glass.
Yeah.
We played a show at New York Pizza one night, and Pabst was sponsoring the show. And they were giving away swag to everybody. And everybody in my band got this week. Glasses. Listen, anytime you bought a PBR, they gave you a glass.
Yep.
And I was getting my beer for free, so they didn't give me a glass. But everybody else in my band got their beer for free and somehow ended up with a glass.
Lame.
So, yeah.
PBR, I was trying to score one of those sweet tap handles.
Those tap handles are pretty sweet, too.
With the pigs on it.
And the unicorn ones, too. Yeah. You see those?
Those are awesome.
The mecha unicorn.
Yeah.
They got some cool stuff.
Well, you can use ours next time you come.
Yeah.
If it'll make you feel better. Those
put are a PBR in it.
Yeah.
PBRception. But those are my favorite glasses, the Beerception glasses. Because it fills it, like, perfectly. I just think they're really fun.
That's great. Is it the same size as a can?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's exactly the same.
Everybody listening at home, the glass literally looks like a PBR can. It's the same size as a PBR can. The lip is inward, the same way the lip on a can would be, and there's just no, the metal pop.
The lid.
Top lid thing is just not, is that just what it's called, is the lid?
Yeah, it's just like a lid.
Yeah, so the lid's just not there.
We got a few of them.
Yeah, a few of them.
Yeah, because we got this one from Carly.
One doesn't have the... Oh, it does. It does. And it's got the thing on the bottom, so you can actually do the half-full balance with the...
we got from Noda and RJ Rocker.
We got a
Noda
one. We won this one.
No, they were giving those to everyone.
Oh, okay. So they were giving these out at the rally.
Oh, no. I did win that one.
Okay.
We got free beer.
Yes, we got a free beer this year at the Noda rally, and we won the raffle, so we got this sick glass. We also got a koozie for every one of their core beers.
Oh, that's cool.
So we have like 6 Noda koozies, which
nice.
Is cool. And a homebrew cap. So
that's
I was
awesome.
Wearing a cap all the time.
I didn't realize that the Crafted For You one was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got Jeff the Crafted For You logo.
Yeah.
The old logo.
Yeah.
It's so funny that we're not even a year old and we have a retro logo.
It looks good on different things.
Yeah, it depends. It looks good on this.
It does look good on that.
But so with the round bottle cap. So we're going to have to get more swag.
That's cool. But I feel like they're easier to drop. That's one of the advantages to a pint glass. Is it just kind of sits.
That's why I like the tulips.
I do too, man. As a klutz, I don't even hold it like this. You saw me. Who else was doing it? I think Joe was doing it up in Asheville. I hold it like this because I want to just leave like no right like wrap my
no
finger the
air.
Whole way around the stem. So there's just no way to drop it. Everybody else kind of like puts it like between the fingers and like holds it like a ball or kind of like grabs it by the globe.
Jordan does that. He holds it like very eloquently.
Like this, like
he
it's like
this.
A whiskey snifter.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly. And then he drinks it like this.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. It feels so pretentious. I don't know. Get a good nose on it. I guess that's why. But that's probably also why it looks pretentious. I don't know.
Probably. It's a combination.
We drank some really good beer in Asheville.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
Well, before we talk about all the great things that we drink in Asheville.
Oh, true.
Let's talk about what we're going to drink right now. Especially since we've been talking
about
Saison.
You guys don't pinky out either.
I noticed that.
That's a weird
thing.
I pinky out with like cans.
Okay.
It's just how, I don't know why, like I always just.
I don't know. Your little pinky gets cold.
Yeah.
We did pick this. Chris picked this up in Asheville. This is a beer from Green Bench, which they are in St. Petersburg, Florida.
This was per your suggestion.
Yes, which this is awesome. This is part of their Belgian line. It says St. Peter's Oak Fermented, so I'm guessing these are in fooders. There's a big picture of a fooder on it.
Yeah, I would assume so.
This is their Saison de Bonk? Blanc? It's not, there's no L.
Bonk.
It's on Bonk? Bach? Bonk? I don't know. Vert?
I don't know.
It's French. I don't know.
De Bonk?
Okay.
I'm not French.
Yellow label.
It's like what the Roadrunner does, right?
Yeah. It's exactly what that is.
6.5%. This is good. I'm really glad you picked this one up.
This is good? This is 6.5%?
Yeah.
I wouldn't guess.
But it's super drinkable. It's,
yeah.
You get that peppercorn on the nose.
Mm-hmm. This might be sacrilegious. This would be a good party beer. Like, classic party beer. Not like beer pong beer, but.
Yeah.
It's nice and.
Dinner party.
Smooth. Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of like what we were doing when we were in Asheville.
Yeah.
We were just.
Absolutely.
Drinking good beer. This is your good I'm going to drink two or three really good beers, and then I'm going to get wasted on PBR.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
is your pre-PBR
beer.
It is. And it's got a good, you know, has the term session changed, or did I just misunderstood what it meant when it first?
Session is usually under six, typically.
Okay, because I initially was under the impression, as were a few other people I've talked to about this, that session was in reference to the drinkability of the beer. As opposed to the alcohol content.
Yeah. Usually they go hand in hand.
And then on NPR, they were talking the other day, and they're like, well, you know, session beer is usually like somewhere around 4% or less. And I was like, that's
very low.
That's very sessionable.
Very sessionable, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like...
extreme session.
That's lawnmower beer.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it does go hand in hand, drinkability and low alcohol
content. I would say so.
It can.
I mean,
I don't think it necessarily
some beers are really good at hiding the booziness.
Because, like, the Wilder Flower is almost session taste. It's got...
It's smooth, but
it's
like 9%.
Yeah. I mean, by no means by alcohol standards is it session beer, but it's a wheat beer, so it's nice and smooth. And
Yeah. Interesting.
Get it down clear. It goes down. You can drink it with food.
Yeah. This would go nice with a good meal.
Pizza. Damn it!
This is a
pizza.
Pizza.
Oh.
This
pizza
is a
beer.
Total pizza beer.
This is, yeah. I don't know. I like a really good hoppy beer. I like a
pizza.
Super bold, kind of dank IPA for pizza.
Yeah. I like some. It's got that, it's got the oregano cheese kind of notes to it. I like it because it pulls it, like, it makes me want pizza. Like, it's got
that,
like, little hint of.
Man, whenever we drink our Saison, we're just going to be thinking about pizza every time.
Every time.
We're going to have to have pizza the first time we have it.
By the way, we still need to name that.
Cheap pizza, too. Cheap pizza. Not like fast food pizza, but like greasy slice.
Okay.
That's the.
Ooh, like that pizza we had in Morganton.
Yeah.
That was good pizza.
That pizza, this beer, all day.
Okay. I was also going to say homemade pizza.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Get a nice.
That's cheap pizza.
It's a little different. You get more floury dough at home.
Yeah.
At least I do. I don't know.
We typically go to Whole Foods and get the raw, whole wheat.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to do.
Yeah. It's great.
It's like $4.
Roll it out. Yeah. Pizza is tough. Pizza
is
real tough. Even when you buy pizza dough like that, like, it's hard to get it, like, stretched out, right?
Yeah. Theirs is a little tough sometimes.
We usually end up with very thick crust pizza.
Which is fine. I mean, that's to me, that's what homemade pizza is.
Like, I like it like that.
I'm sure
that.
Somebody who, you know, grew up in a pizzeria or something gets
better
pizza. But.
I mean, I grew up eating homemade pizza, and my dad managed a chain of pizzerias when he lived in California.
And that was still how your homemade pizza was?
And that was still how...
Okay.
It's just the way he liked it.
Yeah.
That's the way we ended up...
I like it like that with, like, pesto.
That's
a good
pesto.
Because it's more like a flatbread kind of consistency to it.
I like it. I like the pesto swirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
On the top.
Yeah. I hope we're making everyone really hungry. We're talking more about food.
Making myself hungry.
So sorry.
I haven't eaten in hours.
We scarfed down Chipotle right before you came. Like,
I know, I saw the bag.
Like, literally
I saw the bag.
It
I need to get some. Oh,
yeah, I'm
man.
So sorry.
I gotta save money. There's so much good food in Charlotte.
Charlotte's amazing.
Yeah. It's not Durham. I was in Durham the other day and couldn't get food.
Because
it was like.
That's some of the best food.
I know. Durham's food is awesome. Out of all the stuff I travel out of town for, like NC Comic Con, we get the best food, man. Durham's food is incredible.
Be in Durham on Friday.
We will be.
We are going to Ponysaurus to pick up our 4-pack of the Don't Be Mean to People Saison.
Oh, this is Friday?
Yeah, I got an email. I'm hoping. They said they're hoping to have all the breweries stocked for pickup.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out that way.
Nice.
And
I would think Ponysaurus would be number one on the list. I think they canned it there.
They did. They canned it there.
So
Are we trying that out air?
Yeah. We're going to
definitely.
Yeah.
So the next, as soon as we get it, we'll save it and we'll try it.
Yeah.
On the episode.
Cool.
Another Saison.
It is.
Saisons are great.
And it came from...
I'm a fan.
It came from Mystery, which they're very well known for.
Mystery.
Their Saisons.
Yeah.
I thought the Saison would be the next...
big thing. IPA.
The next big thing.
That's
next
what
IPA.
I thought. It's Goza's.
It popped a little bit. It did pop up a little bit before the Goza's. The sours are really what made the Goza's happen, I think, because everybody... On the more... excuse the term, but the more like uppity side of beer. Everybody started getting really into sours, like the really snobby guys, and I think that made the Gozas kind of more of the poor man's.
It's like the gateway.
Yeah.
And it's
so the same way you started seeing like hoppy American ales when IPAs were real big. That's you're starting to see Gozas kind of the same way.
And I think it's more of like your everyday tart beer because I love sours, but I can't drink them every day.
Yeah, I
know when I'm going to drink a lot of sours, I have to take an antacid.
That's true. That is true.
It's so sour. It tears like my stomach apart. But the a Goza is not like that.
It's just a little. It's kind of like biting into an orange instead of biting into a lime or a lemon. Yeah.
So, which brings me to my other favorite summer beer, is Dogfish Head's Festina Pesh, is out. It's a peach Berliner Weiss, which is even less tart. It's tart, but it's just a little tart, a little sweet.
Summer lemonade.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty. It's pretty tart. Like.
Yeah.
Did you try? Did you have Four Saints Goza?
Yeah,
it's
more
tart than
that. Okay. So it's pretty tart.
It's pretty tart.
Yeah, but like not.
But
as,
I feel like I don't know.
It wasn't like the briny melon.
No, and I don't know. It's not that salty tartness.
I don't
so
like the salty.
I don't either.
Oh, I do. It's one of the.
I like
times.
A little bit of the table salt. Hints, but when you get that full blown like sea salt.
Oh no.
Some Gozas go way overboard. I like a little hint of it, and that's the style. But
I'm a big
crazy fan
of like the gym shoes kind of smell that you get from Gozas.
Oh,
I know
dirty,
it's weird, but it's
dirty
like
dirty gym bag. Dirty
yeah,
socks.
It's
like
cheesy kind of
Lindbergh cheese. Too.
Yeah, I like that smell. Like that's my indication that I really like it's a good Goza.
Yeah.
As River wants to bark, the little boy.
Our new neighbors.
You got new neighbors?
Yeah, Alex moved away.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
He's been trying to sell the place.
Right, yeah. Oh, man. I like Hostfuls because we just get to talk.
We don't have to entertain anyone?
No, I know, it's nice. Just be like laid back and not have to like interview somebody and just be able to talk.
They're just hanging out right by our door.
Yeah. She's going crazy, man. She does not like having them standing there.
She loves them. Like, she loves... Yeah. Which is
that's
good.
What I should say. She loves them. She wants to be there.
Yeah, she's like,
that's why she's
come
laughing.
Inside or let me out. Let's play. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Now. You're a good girl.
You guys want to talk about Asheville some?
Yes.
This is the first time I've been to Asheville with you guys.
Yeah.
And the first time I've gone brewery hopping in Asheville, too, actually.
What was your first impression?
It was great. It was awesome.
What was your favorite brewery?
Man, it was hard to say because since we went for your bachelor party, I took on the full bachelor party spirit and just got full pours and was just like, let's drink.
Oh yeah, and we should say so. We went with our whole wedding party.
Yeah.
And in the evenings and nights, we all partied together. And then Saturday during the day, the ladies went one way, and we did our own brewery hopping and some other, like, exploring, and the guys did their thing and did a very similar thing. And then we met back up, like, in the evening, which was really cool and fun.
I wish I could have got to try some more of the stuff from Highwire, especially after trying the growler after we got back.
Because
I just had the lager, because I hadn't gotten the lager all day. And it's not that... Oh,
we
nice,
have a bottle.
Nice, good. And the burial was awesome. That pecan brown sugar
donut
was, stout.
That was awesome.
That sounds amazing.
It was great, dude. It was, I don't know, like everybody kept saying that mine was better than the regular donut stout that they all got, but I think that's because they didn't have to drink a whole one.
Yeah.
Because it got real sweet toward the end. The donut itself that they put in the beer was amazing. I just like
the vortex donuts are so
dunked
good.
Into the beer and just
God.
Let it soak it all up. It was just super good.
I love vortex donuts too.
You guys all really liked that that
Primari.
Yeah, I wasn't as impressed. Their weird stuff was good.
Yeah,
but the standard stuff wasn't as good. But they were kind of the weird thing was kind of their thing.
They did have some weird stuff.
They had an extensive. Because
you had the black IPA.
You know what, man? Green Man, I think.
Yeah?
Oddly enough. Yeah, that beer I had at Green Man was really good. I was about to say maybe the Funkatorium, but Green Man was...
What'd you get at Green Man?
IPA, lawnmower IPA.
Oh, yeah.
The lawnmower. Good, yeah.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget what I had. Mine was just okay.
Yeah.
I think one of my...
I don't think anybody else was super impressed there, but I liked it. But I like really basic bitch shit.
We didn't go. We didn't end up going.
Okay.
We went, we started at Bramari, which was cool because what we did was we did Bend and Brew. So we did yoga when we got there.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, that was really fun. And it was really cool because, like, the instructor, she was very into, like, the spirituality of yoga.
Oh, yeah?
And she was very Asheville, like, that way. Like, she was like, you beautiful goddesses, stand before me. Let's reach our hands up to the sky and just get rid of that energy. Just push the energy to the sky.
Yeah, sure.
And
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny. And she was really sweet. And the whole experience, everybody was really nice. And then afterwards, we were all, like, dripping sweat. Because we did this in the parking lot at, like, noon in June.
That was at Bramari as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that at... So, you know that piece of parking lot that you couldn't park in, but was right... like down the stairs.
Yeah, the like down where they had the the cornhole boards.
That's
yeah.
where we did yoga.
Okay.
Which was cool, but we were also like 30 minutes late. So
right,
it got really
yeah.
warm.
Yeah.
And like at one
but
point.
But you said they were like cool with it because like, they
were
just,
the only
you're
people,
the only people,
and
there's
was
your bachelor
fine.
Party. And...
But at one point, like, I was doing like downward dog and like my yoga mat got too hot. So I was like
sticking to
like
it?
A dog
yeah.
on like the pavement.
Oh,
like
good.
I couldn't like, yeah. But then afterwards, you know, we went in and they sat us like in the back where they eventually sat you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys walked in as
we were you guys were walking out. Yeah.
And we each got three.
Also,
like
did you see the bathroom doors there?
Yes.
One had the men's room had a chicken on it, and the women's room had a cat on it.
Yeah.
You guys can do the math on that.
Yes.
I thought it was very clever.
I thought that was funny. So yeah, so we each got a flight of three to try, and we, I think there was one beer that everyone got, but we tried to do different things for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what we do. We were passing around beers all day. That was the, yeah.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about going with a big group and people not caring about
it. You
that
get to try everything on the menu.
Yeah.
As long as everybody wants to try something that somebody doesn't want.
I had that that weird root beer beer.
That was weird.
Oh, yeah, the pale?
Yeah.
Root beer pale?
With the...
Yeah.
Oh, what is that called? Sassafras?
Yeah.
It was with the roots that they make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sassafras.
That's sassafras, yeah.
It was weird.
It was almost like they ran a pail through like a line that they had root beer on.
Yeah.
By accident.
Yeah.
And it's funny because
we were wondering about that. We're like, is this how they like reclaim the root beer kegs?
only one person in our group got that beer. And I know only one person in your group got that beer.
Yeah.
And those two people are marrying each other.
Yeah.
This
That's it.
That's
Joe Joe loves root beer.
So does Cecily, And I love root beer. I don't think it
was cool. Like, it was a cool idea, but I don't think it...
Yeah.
It worked as well.
It was, marketed wrong. Because, like, reading the description, it made you get a sense that it would be more root beer than it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was too much root beer.
Yeah,
it just dropped. It was just gone.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get that, like, malty root beer to it. It's just that...
I think it would have been a better, like, amber than a pale, because at least
you
can...
some malt.
Or even a stout.
Or a stout, you, like, ride out
on
the
caramel.
It'd
be great, a stout. I think that's probably why they didn't do that, because that almost seems easy.
Yeah, which is why I think, like, the amber would be a nice, like, middle ground to that, but...
What was that sour we had? It tastes like green apple. The one that Alex got.
Oh, I didn't think it tasted... That was
the... oak-aged sour.
That was the buffalo, the...
Rusty
Buffalo.
The Rusty Buffalo.
That was your favorite one.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
It was good.
That was the bourbon barrel old broom.
It was so good. Everybody was going tit for tat all day.
Yeah.
And then Trey was like, no, I want one of those too. Like, I'll drink it quick. I know we're leaving, but I need one.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was my favorite beer of the weekend.
I liked, we ended up getting the growler of it, but it was their Brett farmhouse with peaches. That's what we got the growler of.
Yeah. That was fantastic. That's what I picked.
They had the Goza. They had a black Goza that Taylor got that she really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was it was like a coffee. It had like coffee notes to it.
I got the the honey black IPA there.
Yep.
It was good.
How was it on your level? Because you are like the black IPA.
I know. And I think that was the thing is I really like black beer and it just didn't hit that.
Where you wanted it to.
Where I wanted it to. It was like not enough. I don't know. Like whatever hot malt combination they used kind of like balanced it out. And I like more contrast.
Okay.
And so if you're going to balance it out that much, I like for... Well, because it's a black IPA. I want it to be hoppy as hell and then finish malty as hell.
That's tough.
It's tough. It's really hard. And that's why it's a hard style of beer, in my opinion, to do well.
Yeah.
You know? If you're going to have it where it's more balanced like that and you've got the honey in it, I'd like to have some of that sweetness come through a little more than what it did, but... It was good. I mean, it's definitely worth trying if you like the black IPA thing. If you've never had one, it was definitely
good kind of intro too.
It's definitely a very unique brewery in its own.
Yeah, and they do food there. They do food. Which is cool, which is not a lot of breweries.
They're willing to try things was the biggest
thing. Yeah, and one of the other things I got was a soured pale,
was good. The sour kettle pale. That was fantastic.
That was really good. And then they had just their not black IPA. They had the Lorelei IPA.
Yeah.
Which was their American IPA. And that was really good, in my opinion. And Cecily got it. And Cecily doesn't like IPAs. But she's just starting to get into them. And she loved it. It was the favorite of the three that she got. So.
Well, the thing that impresses me most, the beer is awesome. But the brewery's really been open for 6 months. So if you're already pumping out...
That was the bigger thing.
That is much such beer. Good liquid
Impressive
already.
Impressive beer.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult beer to brew.
You're doing it right. Place was packed. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, that's why I picked it as the best brewery.
I agree. I was impressed. And they're in, in my opinion, the perfect location.
Yeah.
Because they're... If anyone is familiar with Asheville listening, it's... right behind the Orange Peel, which is around the corner from Wicked Weed, the restaurant.
And the Orange Peel is all of Asheville that a lot of people know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it's... But I think positioning yourself next to Wicked Weed and being able to kind of stand against them...
Yeah.
And when we went to eat at Wicked Weed our last trip, it was an hour and a half wait. If there had been something that close, that open... When we're there, we'd be like, screw this, we're going around the corner.
Especially if it's still Buzzard Ridge.
Exactly.
Yep. We'd rather beer while I wait.
That's a great idea. We do that when we go to Southern Roots in Jamestown.
Yeah.
You can get to Potent Potables and stuff. Nice,
yeah.
Joe taught me that one.
I like where that happens. I do that down at Myrtle Beach, I'll do that. Anytime a restaurant's full, I'm going to go over to this other bar.
Right there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was good. They were, I will say, objectively speaking, they were the most impressive bar. The most impressive brewery that we went to. Brumaria.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though my favorite beer that I personally ordered was the Green Man one, they were definitely the one that, if I had to review it on the podcast, it was like,
I think just, the overall ambiance and feel and everything they were doing. And I don't know, I felt the most welcome there.
Yeah.
I agree,
we had the best service there.
Maybe that is
They were excited about the whole party, too.
Yeah. What?
Speaking of service, so, this may be off topic, but when we went, the guys, we split up, we took two cars.
Yeah.
And we took the, whatchamacallit, the Parkway, and they took 40. Yeah.
Right.
So it was me, Fulmer, and Jordan.
Yeah.
So on the way, we were going to play this little game. So when Fulmer got to Sierra Nevada, he pretended to be mute.
Oh, okay.
God. It was,
No, he was deaf, because I had to point a couple of things out to him.
It was simultaneously, under any other circumstances, I would have been pissed. Right? It's a bachelor party, so you get a pass on things. It was hilarious and incredibly uncomfortable.
And well executed.
And well, he did it.
Good.
Like, I let it perfectly.
If you're gonna do that, you gotta do it. Like, you can't, because you will offend the shit out of everyone if anybody catches on. And yeah.
Speaking of service, they were a good sport about it. It was funny.
Yeah. So if anybody, now that we've marginalized people, if anybody does have
any hearing impairments,
yeah, great service there.
Good. Good to know. But Bramari.
No, the waitress we both had was fantastic.
Yeah, they loved the whole wedding party thing that we had going on. Because we also came in when we were done, like I said, we were dripping sweat after yoga. So we took turns going into, like, the restroom and, like washing off our face in the sink, and we changed, we all did our makeup and our hair, and we like, one by one, we came back looking like whole new people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's a wedding party, this and that, and we mentioned you guys, and we're like, yeah, I know they're coming in, so when you see them, they're all going to be, the guys are all going to be in matching shirts.
And which they were also super into, because most bachelor parties, like, bachelorette parties always patch.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not very common for the bachelor party to do.
Which was really cool. And I was like, yes, tall ginger groom. They're like, got it.
Oh, yeah, when I first walked in, she goes, you're the ginger!
And we were, like, just looking at the merch when you guys came in, and she even came up to me and, like, patted me on the shoulder. She's like, look who just came in. You gave them your table. It was so funny. So, and they had pitchers upon pitchers of water.
Yeah, we finished your beer. Great.
You finished
some
beers?
No, I didn't. Who did? Alex did?
Were our beers still there?
They were like, they were like half-finished beers on the table?
Probably Cecily's. I'm gonna wager and say they were Cecily's.
She's about to throw them away. We're like, no, don't do that.
We know those people.
Totally drink their beer.
That I didn't know. That's awesome.
I didn't even see that either.
Oh, man. So from there, where did you guys go?
Then we went to the burial.
Did we get to the burial that fast? I guess we did. Wow. Drank a lot of alcohol really quick. It seemed like that was way later in the day.
It's like, well, yeah, well, we went to Sierra Nevada. Yeah. Then we went to
Bramari. That was where it was. We were at Sierra Nevada for a while because you guys were a lot longer on the parkway. Yeah. So we went to burial next.
Okay.
Awesome. Like, the actual building itself is so, like, punk rock and awesome and... Yeah, the stickers everywhere, and everything's just made from, like, press board and, like...
Yeah, all their tap handles are, like...
Yeah.
Like, sights and, like, forks and
weird... Yeah, you said they started with, like, a 10-gallon system or something ridiculous?
It was, like, basically a homebrew system. Yeah. The first time me, and Cecily went.
Yeah.
It was tiny. Like, where that system was, it was all, like, seating and, like...
That's crazy. And now they're full production. Not massive, but, you know...
They're decent.
Production.
I mean, we get their beers canned and even some bottles out this way.
The bartenders were super cool there, too.
They have two fooders.
It was,
Oh, yeah, you had told me that. Yeah. That's cool.
That was the one thing I really dug about them the most is that they were doing the dive bar thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's super divey.
Yeah, I really like that because it's really easy for, you know, like Wicked Weed is more of like a connoisseur bar.
It's a little more upscale.
Burial really felt very blue collar, but still nice, like really nice, but super blue collar. And then it was like in a garage, you know, with the big metal doors. But then when you walk out back, everything was like super nice. The patio that's like, six times the size of the building. The back patio is like six times the size of the actual brewery.
That's awesome.
It's just like the rest of the block.
That's awesome. It just goes all the way out.
To the next street over.
That's awesome.
Out of the back, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's huge.
They've got a pickup truck that they took the bed off of. It's just a cab sitting up on a hill. There's a guy reading a book that we met.
Yes.
He's like hanging out.
Yeah, some guy came up to us talking, and he's like, oh man, I should just go up to that guy. But, you know, he made up some excuse. And I was like, I was like, fuck it, watch this. I'm going to go up and talk to this guy.
And we just let him talk to him. And then he was awesome.
He was like a comic book nerd.
Subscribe to us. Subscribe to Name Redacted.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's his name? It wasn't Joe. Oscar Chung. I'm sorry, man.
No,
but
no,
we
no.
remember you.
I can't remember his name either. I was a little drunk. But no, he was super cool.
He's cool.
Like, he lives in Asheville.
Yeah.
Nice. We always meet people from Asheville at the burial.
That is very true.
We always meet.
It's that dive bar thing.
It's
that local.
Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't had a sip of this new one.
This one is very good. You can taste the alcohol. And it's really sweet. So what we're drinking is High Wire Saison. It's brewed with hibiscus and white grapes. Maybe that's what it is.
The grapes.
The grapes,
and the hibiscus. I can taste that.
A little bit of tiny hint of white wine flavor to it, almost. A
little bit. I think that's that and the hibiscus.
Yeah.
Brings that out, which was like
what
a weird.
What is hibiscus?
Taste?
Hibiscus is a flower, right?
Yeah, it's a flower.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I have no idea
it's
how to pick that flavor out.
Oh, the sweet comes from the Sauvignon Blanc grapes. Yep.
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Hibiscus isn't like floral.
Yeah.
Like that's not the right way to describe it. It's a very soft, like tea. I don't know. Like
okay.
An herbal tea.
Okay.
The first time I ever had hibiscus was hibiscus tea. And it is a little like naturally sweet but more earthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Like almost like a potpourri kind of.
It has a floral scent, but not a taste to it.
Okay.
It's not like jasmine or
right,
rose.
No. That's not like, yeah, more like a, yeah.
I know, it's very hard to, because we also went.
You don't just eat hibiscus petals.
Just, yum.
I assume, I don't know, maybe somebody does.
It could, I mean, I know
I would say
it's
earthy.
When we left Bramari, we went exploring a little bit downtown, and we went to the Battery Park Champagne Bar Book Exchange, which was really cool. So it's basically a bookstore, like a huge, like it looked like a library, and there's a huge coffee bar when you first walk in, and off to the side is a wine and champagne bar.
Okay.
So obviously we went for the champagne.
Yeah.
And they make these beautiful drinks, and they're all named after like classical books. So
oh, that's awesome.
I got, what did I get? I wanted the Jane Eyre, but they didn't have everything to make it, which was sad because Jane Eyre is my favorite book. So I got the Great Gatsby.
Okay.
And it was champagne with orange bitters and an orange, like, peel, like, curled into it with one brown sugar cube, like.
It's like a mimosa-inspired kind of.
A little bit, yeah, but less sweet and more
right,
played
yeah.
on the bitter and. You could just watch your brown sugar cube dissolve as you drink
in the
it.
Bubbles.
So it got, like, sweeter as you got down to it.
That's cool.
There was, like, a secret garden, which two of the girls got, and that had hibiscus. And they had all these different drinks, which were really cool. And then you could just walk around, look at books, and drink your champagne.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
we'll
it was
a
cool experience.
We'll
yeah.
see the next time.
My only complaint, because they had a lot of seating, but we didn't know that they take reservations for, like, large groups of people coming in, so all of the big sofas were reserved, so we couldn't actually sit anywhere.
Yeah, and you probably had enough people, you could have.
We could have reserved because there
were
five of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my only thing. But besides that, it was pretty cool.
I like hibiscus because it also gives it this kind of pink, orange kind of.
Yeah.
Color.
It's kind of good color, so it's like a peachy. Apricot kind of orange
with something really light, like hibiscus tea comes out like this, like bright red.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's they didn't put a lot of hibiscus.
Oh, and
into
it's also going into a beer, so it dilutes.
Yeah.
Like the SRM, and that's probably like 3 or 4.
Yeah, takes some of the color out of the beer.
So. Yeah, I'm sure they didn't add a shit ton.
No, yeah, I just mean like. What hibiscus would do to a dye, it would be like a rose color.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool to see in different things. Like, that's what it did to the champagne. Like, a little bit of hibiscus and their champagnes were, like, bright red.
You know what the real highlight of my day was? Just to divert away from beer on the beer podcast for a second.
Uh-oh.
Rocky's Hot Chicken.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that chicken.
Rocky's Hot Chicken.
Hot Chicken.
No.
Man. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Lady. You had to deal with the aftermath.
Listen, ladies. Don't take anyone to eat hot chicken if you're going to be stuck in a car with them for over an hour in the pouring rain driving uphill Mount Mitchell. It doesn't. It's not the way to go.
So hot chicken, for anybody that doesn't know, it's fried chicken with, it's basically like a Cajun seasoning was kind of the flavor it had, but just like hot.
It was like,
it's like really hot.
So they serve it on a piece of bread, and the bread was red.
Yeah. From cayenne pepper. There's cayenne powder all over.
But it wasn't, it was really hot, but it was also like really flavorful.
Yeah, it had a Cajun flavor too. It wasn't just like, you know, when you get like super hot chicken wings and it just tastes like hot dirt.
Yeah, this was.
Yeah, spice. It was like it was, and because I got me and Alex got the hottest ones at the table, which was possibly a mistake, but I was real drunk. but even with the really hot ones, you still got all the goodness through. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so hot chicken.
Rocky's Hot Chicken. Yeah,
Rocky's
definitely hit it up.
It's good.
Okay. It's really good.
It's kind of like a pseudo fast food joint kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like order at the counter kind of place.
Well, you guys did that. We went to Green Sage Cafe and we got really healthy smoothies.
that sounds about right. We kind of split the difference.
It epitomizes the bachelor party, bachelorette party.
Yeah.
We're over here eating hot shit. It's going to kill us.
We did yoga.
Trying to impress each other.
Yeah, we did yoga and then got smoothies.
Being super healthy and we're like being total dudes.
The girls are gone. Let's eat some fried shit. Yeah.
Gross.
It was worth it.
Good. I'm glad it was worth it because the car ride was torture. It
wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad, dude. There were like 7 bathroom visits that night. All from that
hot chicken. Oh, from the hot chicken, yes.
Yeah.
All from that hot chicken. And there was...
I was
fine. Our car was bad. I don't even know.
We had gentlemen, for the most part. We didn't... Yeah. You do the math.
We didn't have girls in our car, so it was just...
One gentleman tried to not offend, and he probably was burning up inside, the poor fool. But anyway... we each went to the Funkatorium.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
It was my first time at the Funkatorium.
What did you think of the Funkatorium?
It was great.
It's cool, right?
I looked at the pH and I was like, that one is the most sour I'll take.
I do like that they do that. I think that's the first time I noticed that.
Yeah.
But they're all very similar.
They are. It's within the difference of a pH of 2 or something.
0.02 or 0.2, yeah.
Yeah, 0.2.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It wasn't much at all. But yeah, no, you have to. When you go there, I was just like, yeah, that.
Well, by that, okay, so.
The absolute most sour one was sold out, which makes sense, but.
Oh, really?
Which wasn't?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That was the second to last brewery we went to.
We went, we ordered food, actually, when we went.
Yeah. You made the right choice.
It was delicious.
Yeah?
We got the cheese platter.
Yeah.
Which was Taylor's call, and it was really good. And they had some, like, weird cheeses, like they had a green cheese on there, really delicious.
Does it smell like Jeff Cezanne's or Gozo's, rather?
It did.
Yeah.
Sticky cheese. And then we also got the pesto prosciutto flatbread.
Yeah, that sounds
amazing.
God,
with some sours, it was like perfect, and it was just like just enough to like hold us over.
Just determined what I'm getting for. I'm getting prosciutto pizza for dinner. That's,
God, I love prosciutto.
That sounds awesome.
So, yeah, so, but we decided at that point we were just going to each do, like, a taster.
Right.
Because, like, we were going to go to some other places.
Right.
And,
you
know, our, yeah, like, that's...
As much different beers you can before
exactly.
You
and before,
off.
Yeah. So we all did that, and our server came over, and he's like, you know, you guys are, like, the third or fourth bachelorette party that's come in.
We saw a bunch.
We ran into one at the Funkatorium.
We
did,
yeah.
They weren't drunk.
Well, he said we were the only ones that could still string sentences together.
Yeah?
They were all, like, sloshed. We were passing, like, bachelorette parties, like, left and right.
I think the one we saw there, actually, the only sober one was the bride.
Yeah.
She was
completely coherent.
She was fine.
Well, we passed at one point down the street.
Probably not that uncommon. You're probably the most sober person with us, Jeff.
Yeah.
I had a full pint everywhere.
He's also just a pro.
He is, too. Yeah. I got a little buzz. Well, this is why I got buzzed. So I got the taster. I went to look at the bottle shop. When I came back from their new bottle shop, there was a full glass, a full sour waiting for me. And he said it was a congratulations from the brewery on getting married. So I got a free sour.
That's great.
From Wicked Weed.
Which is like $7 or $8.
Which is like, holy shit. And it was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
I ended up getting like the peach something sour, but they had one brewed specially for that weekend for like AVL beer week.
Yeah,
and it was like on cherries.
Is this what you had?
Oh yes, I had this. Their farmhouse with Brett and peaches, which is exactly what I said I got at Bomari. I like gravitate.
That was it's a popular style.
Yeah, I love peaches. I love Brett and I love farmhouse.
Is there? I know the farmhouse and the saison are kind of the same thing, right? Is that
similar?
Kind of. They're similar.
Like, what's the difference?
Is it the yeast strain?
It could be a little. I don't know. They're kind of interchangeable because I see that a lot. Usually they'll be like, "This is a saison / farmhouse."
I know the farmhouse is kind of, because the first time we had a farmhouse was the take 7 of the Big Sip.
Yes.
Way back. And I remember seeing...
Which is a saison.
Which
so
is a saison.
I think
yeah.
they're almost interchangeable, from at least my knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
colloquially, it seems like almost like they use a little different. Or maybe I'm just crazy.
I don't know.
It seems like the farmhouse does have a little
farmhouses
bit more
Farmhouses are very much, like, as far as I know, the style kind of came from, like, France. Where they're,
right.
Like, you know, it'd be the middle of summer, and temperatures would be, like, skyrocketing, so it was like they would just ferment beer outside and super estery, so
yeah.
you really get that like peppercorn and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
At least that's my knowledge of.
Yeah.
Alyssa's looking it
up. That's why I come here, to get an education. Alyssa's looking it up.
Both in this like forum on Beer Advocate, people are saying like they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so.
They're pretty much the same thing. I think they're interchangeable.
One person is saying for saisons they get more of like the peppercorn, and for farmhouse they get more of the horse blanket, but that would be the Brett and not the actual.
Yeah.
So like that.
They get the wild yeast strains in them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the farmhouse gets a little more wild.
Maybe the farmhouse is more known to have like the wild.
That's
kind of
what I was thinking.
Like a saison is clean.
It
in
could
a farmhouse
be.
Would be...
Maybe that's what I was going
but
with.
That doesn't necessarily make it a distinct style, though, I guess.
No. Maybe it just changed... Yeah.
People call whatever... People call shit what they want.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, maybe just to say Saison would be just to say it's a clean beer versus... But who knows?
Right.
We'll do some more research
into
that.
Yeah, I want to know.
We'll look for, like, an article or something and to post.
We'll post it.
But what they brought me was, like, a cherry... sour, and it was brewed specially for that weekend, so I'm really glad that he ended up bringing it out for me because it was really good. I was really
impressed. Awesome. It's always good when they pick your beer.
Yeah.
If you're going, I mean, if you like everything,
and
like,
then they bring
this
something.
Is the one, you know. Like,
and I was debating between them, so maybe he was just like, she's the bride.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're fine. Time?
We're low. We're 10% battery.
No, you're good. You can keep going.
That lasts for another hour.
Damn. You're good.
We've been going for 48 minutes on 15%.
Oh.
Not going to burn through a percent a minute.
We'll be fine. But, so yeah, so that was pretty cool. We also had a bottle of Wicked Weed the night before that we were really impressed with. And
yes.
I know I've said this before, and I've probably said this on the podcast. But, you know, I've run into...
Oh, yes!
A
lot
of, you know... Wicked Weed's sours are delicious, but I've found that a lot of them are starting to taste the same to me.
They have a very distinct signature.
Yes.
They do.
But this past weekend was really refreshing because I had three different Wicked Weed beers, and they were all different from anything from them I had had before.
Yeah.
And that kind of, I guess, maybe, like, restored my faith in Wicked Weed
That one we had at the house the night before we went out was really, like, you guys handed it to me, I drank it, and then you're like, that's Wicked Weed.
The
gin
barrel.
Never would have guessed that.
It was
the Bramble Barrel.
Yeah, it was aged in gin barrels with lemon and blueberry.
I think so.
And it was just, like, so crisp. Like, you could smell the gin, and you got a little bit of, like, the lemon on the back. It was really
good. Did restore a lot of faith, because that was, like, that was perfect, in my opinion. Like,
they probably know that. I mean, you know, you get good at a thing, and you try to refine that thing so far.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, we got this thing down. Let's branch out a little bit. We can do that, you know.
This was a cool new thing, for sure. I'm glad we picked up that bottle.
Yeah, and I think that's the first time I've ever done gin barrels, as far as I know.
Yeah.
That's the first gin barrel beer I've ever had.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you hear about, obviously, bourbon barrels or even tequila.
Yeah.
Or wine.
But, yeah.
Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Chardonnay.
Yeah. Thirsty Session.
Oh, yeah.
The Chardonnay must. That was awesome.
No, Riesling must.
Riesling must.
Which
sorry.
Is why I love it so much, because Riesling is my favorite white wine. Or my favorite wine. It's a sweeter wine.
You're a white wine person?
I'm more of a white wine person. But reds have grown on me.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah.
We meet in the middle.
Okay.
I drink white wine every now and then.
Yeah. I haven't been drinking as much wine as I used to, obviously. Because
with all this awesome sour beer,
why would you? But I mean, my parents are really into wine, so they always have a very nice stock.
Yeah.
But I will say, if I'm going to drink a red wine, I'm going to go nice. I'm going to drink a Bordeaux.
Yeah?
I would agree
on that one.
It is not too dry, not too sweet, full-bodied.
Yeah.
I like a good Bordeaux.
I'm trash people, man. I would gladly drink sangria, but that's not really
wine. Hey, that's
wine.
Fine.
Shiraz. Shiraz. How do you say that?
Shiraz.
Shiraz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shiraz.
We went to that
wine event, that Corks for Kids, where it was a wine tasting, and
we got
could try, like...
wasted. We got white...
Are you
just
getting cinnamon out of this?
I don't know. But I got white girl wasted at that place.
No.
Well, now you're going to put it in my head. I'm
know,
that type of person. They're like, is there cinnamon in this?
Taste it.
Now all I taste is cinnamon.
Yeah.
I think I do it to myself sometimes.
Is there cinnamon? There's definitely cinnamon.
No, it's the hibiscus. And then the sweet is the grape.
Is that the hibiscus?
That's
that
the hibiscus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's this kind of spicy, earthy kind of
flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good balance.
I like that.
I want it to be a little less sweet.
I want that in something drier. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little drier.
I
agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm still really upset. this past weekend, like 2 days ago, we're this is Tuesday right now. This past Saturday, they released two new High Wire beers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look up exactly what they were.
So we missed about
a week. We missed the bottle release.
Yeah.
We're like, God, cool
one
shit.
One was
is
like
happening.
A...
Sorry, fuck them. They had broken Nintendo controllers.
They did. my controller was so janky, I couldn't turn.
Jeff kept driving in circles.
I kept driving off the cliff. Because we're doing...
Oh, that was the worst map to play with broken controllers.
Oh. So one of them was an oak fermented tart saison with passion fruit and Brett. And the other one was a Berliner Weiss.
Okay.
Which are my two favorite styles.
Oak and Brett beers. I would have never done that.
They're just barrels.
No, I know. I understand the idea. I just would have never... I don't know. I get it.
It's a barrel.
It's got Brett. The bourbon. I was thinking bourbon when she said.
Oh, okay.
I was going back to the one Alex had. Sorry.
Okay.
I forget everything I just said. That was...
Rewind.
That was stupid. The
That's
bourbon.
Right.
I can't get over that. I just can't get over that bourbon sour, dude.
I wish I...
Bourbon sour. Bourbon. God.
We're going to have to go
bourbon
back.
Porter. Bourbon stout.
Well.
Yeah, sure. Bourbon sour.
If you do want to try some Brumari beer, if you are free on the 25th of this month and you live in Greensboro or very close by, Summertime Brews Festival will be happening, which Brumari will be there. So maybe they will have some.
Maybe.
The
who
look
knows?
On, oh man, I was.
What?
The look on Alex Fulmer's face when he took a sip of the beer that he ordered at Brumari. Because he looked at the page and it said bourbon barrel. And he said.
He stopped reading.
That. They brought it out and it was like the color of this bottle. And,
okay.
And it had a nice, thick, foamy white head on it. And he went. That's not a stout.
But he loved it.
It was awesome.
Good. But that, it.
He accidentally got the best beer there.
To get it. To drink a sour and not expect a sour is a very interesting experience.
To be thinking this is gonna be sweet, this is gonna be coffee.
It's gonna be
nope.
No.
Polar opposite.
Not any of those things.
It looked like a stout too.
It was fantastic. And that's something I've always thought about, like, about with the whole bourbon thing. I've never thought of, like, man, I want to put a sour beer in a bourbon barrel. Like, that's never been a thing that's crossed my mind. Because you're like, man, I don't want bourbon in my sour. That's going to be awful. But, like, it worked.
I would love to try more to really kind of taste that marriage more than just that one beer.
Like, it wasn't super boozy. Like, it was smooth.
Yeah.
It was great.
Just, like, rich.
It was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was bourbon.
Thick. It got that thickness. It got that.
But the bourbon, like, didn't last the whole way through.
No,
it was, like,
it
bourbon
a nice
and then
base.
Tart.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay. Man. I don't want to go back. Didn't get enough Brumari. But,
We'll definitely go back.
Trying to think where else. We only picked up a growler at Twin Leaf. But they were hopping. Twin Leaf was like packed. And we ran
Twin
into
awesome.
A bachelor party there.
That's a cool space.
That was a very cool space. And then from there, we all met up at New Belgium.
Yeah.
The New Belgium.
I didn't have beer at New Belgium.
I did not either.
Most people didn't. I think we were all a little beered out.
I was definitely beered out. I was riding out the hot chicken still.
Mm. And I think that happens to us every time we go to Asheville. We get beered out.
Like, yeah, no, you kind of hit that point. You're like,
I'm good. Yeah.
And I love New Belgium,
stop
but like...
Stop tasting.
They didn't have anything that I really wanted or I didn't have before.
Yeah.
And you had the La Folie, which I drank a little bit, and I love La Folie.
They did have things I would have liked to have tried on tap.
I didn't see... I mean, I am not the biggest fan of their clean beers. I haven't really found a New Belgium, like, standard beer.
Did you hear... I told you about this, about the anniversary of the Fat Tire.
No.
So, it was, crap, it was like...
I feel like this
I think
is about to be, it's our anniversary, let's change the beer.
No, it's like, it was like Allagash, was it Rheingeist, and like three other breweries took the base, and they all did something really different with it.
That's cool.
That
was cool.
Yeah. But continue.
Yeah, so I got La Folie.
Which is fantastic.
Which is good, which is great. But the brewery itself is gorgeous. I mean, I think they did a really good job with their space. It's huge. It's bright. It's open.
It's like cafeteria style.
Yeah, it's
I wish it wasn't raining, because they had that whole field area that you just, like, sit in and play in. And it's like a park almost.
Yeah, it's like a beer garden. It has, like, the whole...
Very much so.
And then all the outside. And someone had told me, actually, this past weekend, that they're actually building, like, a huge bike path.
That's cool.
That
they
makes
have to.
Complete sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
like
that was
thing.
Like part of the deal for Asheville to do this for New Belgium.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Like and they want to be able to like bike all over the place and stuff like that. So, that's really cool.
I think it's really interesting how the tasting room is separated from the actual brewery.
Yeah.
That was different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're two completely different buildings.
Do they do tours there and stuff?
They will be. They're not doing tours until the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure they're still working out.
Ramping up production
and
stuff.
Yeah. And doing that kind of stuff, so.
I thought it was cool. There's still, like, I know they're still doing a lot of construction because there was a lot of.
There's a lot. There's orange cones everywhere.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they only just opened, like, 2 weeks before we went.
Yeah, it wasn't long. It was
it
only a couple weeks.
Long, but. And then they do, like, because it's right on the river, they do float the river.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We heard it's the other way around. It's Sierra Nevada to them, because that's the way the river goes.
The river goes,
yeah.
So
you literally go in the wrong direction.
We did. We went upstream all that.
Yeah, if you go the wrong way.
So that's pretty cool that they do that. And someone said that they've seen in the past, like, bachelorette parties and stuff.
Sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, they had some kind of, like, event where people are just, like, jumping in the water with weird shit. Kind of like how Red Bull does that thing.
The Flugtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just jumping in and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's fake German. I don't think that's a real.
So.
That's awesome. I want to do the Flugtag.
That'd be fun as shit.
Cool. It was a good
trip.
Another successful trip to Asheville.
Yeah,
we got a lot. We drank a lot of beer because we drank tons of beer when we got back to the cabin.
Good group of people.
Yeah. Oh, Highwire's Goza. We got a growler of the Highwire Goza.
It was good. Yeah.
That was tasty.
I did like
that
a lot.
Goza. I'm always impressed by Highwire.
I liked riding my night out on the Goza.
It's a good one. Yeah. So.
Is that an episode?
I think.
Yeah.
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 Like I said, Summertime Brews Festival is coming up.
Yes.
Check that out. There's also a pre-party the night before downtown Greensboro.
Which is free.
Nice.
And it's like...
You get samples, and then they're also pouring beer.
Yeah.
So I think I think everybody who is going to be at the pre-party is strictly North Carolina Greensboro breweries.
Okay.
So the five of us, and I think Foothills maybe.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Cool.
It should be a good time. If you're not going to Heroes this weekend, this Saturday is Unknown's 2.5-ish anniversary party.
In Charlotte.
If you are going to Heroes this weekend,
then
grab a beer over there.
Oh, yeah, because it's in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So you can meet us there.
Are you going there?
We're going.
When is that?
Saturday night? There's going to be
music.
We'll talk.
Yeah. We'll see where you work out.
And
I'm not sure. I know the girl we're staying with said she was like 30 minutes out of the city. So if she's 30 minutes that way, then we might be able to sing that.
They're right by the stadium.
Okay. On Mint Street.
Yeah.
Which
is adorable
sounding. Yeah.
Oh, so it's in Charlotte. Proper. Not Noda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Proper.
Okay.
It's like 2 blocks away from the stadium.
Oh. So yeah. Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's like walking distance from the college.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it where it was last year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not far at all.
No.
I mean, yeah.
So we'll talk. That'll be cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, and if you guys want to meet up with us, we'll all be there then, it sounds like. But there's tons of events going on all summer. We will keep you as updated as we can, and if there's anything we miss, you let us know.
Yeah, please, because we'd love to be there, and we'd love to be able to let other people know about it, too.
Yeah. We always want to know. Raleigh Brewing Company always does a whole bunch of stuff. We know there's stuff going on locally all over Greensboro. This Thursday, we'll put up this episode. At Pig Pounder, they're doing a Mario Kart Double Dash tournament. So
we'll be at that.
And if it goes well, they will be doing a classic video game tournament every month. That's what the event says.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
want to
see
I'm
some
really
real throwback shit. I want to see some, like, speed runs.
So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm super excited. And like we said in the beginning of the episode, if you did get your Don't Be Mean to People Saison, you could probably pick it up
this coming week-ish.
Ish.
Like, unknown terms.
I feel like the whole thing's kind of been a little ish.
Yeah, they just sent me an email yesterday
They're going to be shipping my glass.
And they'll be shipping the, yeah, we got a glass and the 4-pack. That
but that's not what it's about.
It's about supporting a good cause.
And you will get your beer.
Yes.
So. That's just the byproduct, is that you get great beer afterwards.
Yes. But it's a great thing to be involved in and to support. And it's a really cool thing to see so many breweries all over North Carolina come together in support of this and do what they do best in hopes of, you know, making our state better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's really all about. And it's a community thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about craft beer.
Yeah.
Is that it's
absolutely
a community of different communities.
And, you know, very grassroots, homegrown.
So. We're just a bunch of blue-collar dudes.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Working in industrial factories. making the working man's drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so... Well, hopefully next episode we'll be able to drink that on air and tell you how much we love it.
I am excited.
I'm very excited. And if, you know, go online and read up more about the Don't Be Mean to People.
You might still be able to get some.
They are brewing a second batch because of the overwhelming amount of support that they've received.
Yeah.
They still want to be able to give back, be able to give more beer to the people who still want to donate, which is amazing. People are still donating.
Yeah.
And they're getting so much
money. I bet
they're
getting a lot of out-of-state support, too.
I believe they are.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. But the main two breweries who are doing this is Mystery in Hillsboro and Ponysaurus in Durham. But like I said before, you can go online and you can read the huge list of all the North Carolina breweries who...
There's a lot of people involved.
A lot of local people. I know Pryor was involved. Four Saints was involved. Pryor did a really cool prize, and I'm interested in when this person redeems their level of donation. But they're going to have someone come in, brew a beer, do merch, rename it, and put it on tap.
That'll be really
so
cool.
So that'll be a cool
I'm
thing to look
that.
Out for. Yeah. But besides that... And that's everything going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just summertime.
Great. Like, subscribe, listen. You're awesome.
Don't be mean to people.
Don't be mean to people.
And hashtag CFY podcast to be featured.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.